So, of course, when I came here in 54, the thing that struck me was I had gone to Miami in 1941. We went down for a month. We hit the cold month, too, but we were there for a month, so we stayed. But we lived at a lovely apartment out at 76th Street, and that was way out in the boondocks, way out. That wasn't, who's going way out there to live? Well, that really is downtown Miami now. So I noticed the similarities in the development of Las Vegas and Miami. And as time goes on, I can see it more and more. It is developing exactly the same way, the strip and the homes and the schools and all that sort of thing. The one thing about Las Vegas that I don't think we have promoted enough is the fabulous weather. It does get a little windy and it does get a little dusty. But when you think of 365 days in a year, the most you're uncomfortable, I'd say, would be 20 days in the year. Of course, if you don't mind the heat, and if you don't, but then who cares about the heat? We all have air-conditioned houses, and
What about when you came in 54? Did everyone have air conditioning then?
No. The hotels had air conditioning, but we all had swamp coolers. Of course, you know what a swamp cooler. It was fine in July and August you got a few days of. Well, you've got a few weeks, to be honest, of humidity. Well, your swamp cooler is no good when there's humidity in the air. But other times, it was perfectly all right. But as the new homes were built, everybody had an air conditioner then, a regular air conditioner. So, of course, once you get air conditioning, that's what made this town. If you didn't have air conditioning, I don't think you'd have the development you have. So, any place has an air cooler now.